Joining us with what it says in Wednesday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
The phrase slaughter of the innocents is one which is used in a number of this morning's headlines relating to the Taliban massacre on a school in Pakistan yesterday. And that phrase is also put in context by Robert Fisk in a piece in this morning's Irish Independent, in which he attempts to explain how the relationship between the Pakistan Army, the Inter-Services Intelligence Security Police and the Taliban has fueled such a cruel conflict in this corner of the old British Empire. Injured children in their school uniforms are pictured on the front of the Irish Independent, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun, while the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mirror both run with shots of grief-stricken women mourning over the body of 15-year-old Muhammad Ali Khan. The picture in the front of today's Irish Examiner, meanwhile, is of candles being lit at a vigil in Karachi last night. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Times leads with the line that the ESRI has voiced concern over moves made by the central bank to restrict mortgage lending. For its lead story, The Independent reports that Gardaí are targeting gangs behind a spike in burglaries around the country and that two men are due to appear in court in Dunleary this morning after a dawn raid on a traveller site in Blackrock in Dublin yesterday. Varadkar, abortion laws are far too restrictive. That's the lead headline in this morning's Examiner. Over that story, which you'll just have heard about in the bulletin, about comments made by the Minister for Health during a debate yesterday about a call to repeal the Eighth Amendment. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with a story about the appointment of the former chairman of Young Fine Gael in Castlebar, 25-year-old Dara Loftus, to the board of Sullis, which has replaced Foss. The paper reports that Mr. Loftus, who is a neighbour of the Taoiseach's in Mayo, was appointed despite not making it onto the shortlist of the 20 most suitable candidates put forward by a selection committee. The Irish Daily Mirror reports on the charging of a 13-year-old boy in London for the murder of 53-year-old Black Jack Barry from Cove in County Cork on Sunday night. And elsewhere on the front pages, The Times and Examiner both report on how Brazil's Supreme Court has cleared the way for the extradition of fugitive former solicitor Michael Lynn back to Ireland. The Examiner has a front page story about how threatened cuts to Ireland's fish catch were averted yesterday. And there's also a report there from Anne Cahill about 80 bills which caused uproar in the European Parliament, which are now to be withdrawn, including one which proposed the scrapping of paid maternity leave. Also in the front of the Examiner, there's a report on a story also carried in all of today's other papers about how five people were charged in Mallow District Court yesterday following a two-hour standoff with Gardaí and a car chase in Middleton in the early hours of Monday morning, which resulted in a Garda having to be hospitalised. As for this morning, the High Court has varied the terms of Ivor Callaly's bail to allow him to leave the jurisdiction and travel to Northern Ireland and Scotland over Christmas. That story is in a number of today's papers. The FAI has responded to a fake tweet which racially abused retiring soccer player Thierry Henry with its own tweet. Really uncool of someone to doctor an image to pretend a hate message came from our account. Hashtag say no to racism. That's in the Star. As is a story about how Gardaí in Westmeath have arrested two men after they were contacted by a mother of two who was conned out of two fake One Direction tickets to the sum of €350. The Mail and Independent both report that a NASA robot patrolling the surface of Mars has detected life in the form of burps of methane. But finally, while Nintendo games consoles will be on lots of Irish children's Santa lists this Christmas, a team of Dutch researchers have compiled a list of injuries, both physical and psychological, which can afflict gamers. At the upper end of the scale, the Examiner reports on strokes and hernias. And the Examiner also reports that people who play Nintendo games such as Mario Party using a traditional controller with buttons or a joystick can also suffer from related problems with their thumb, hand and wrist, a condition referred to as Nintendonitis.